What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in for another Grand Slam episode. Listen, today we're going to talk about how to get started in the Forex market, how to get started as a Forex trader, how to get started learning this skill set. We're going to talk about that today because it is a new year. A lot of you are very interested in getting started with this skill set. And I've been on this journey 3 years now, almost 4 years in a couple of months, in a few months. And I want to share with you the things that I wish somebody would have shared with me. And we're going to get started right now. Let's jump into it.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the new trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the new trader, shares his journey with you.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in for another Grand Slam episode. This is the podcast bringing you that daily motivation, inspiration as you work your way to becoming a consistently profitable Forex trader. What's popping, family? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader. Man, I hope you're doing well today. Listen, let's jump right into it. How do you get started in Forex? All right. What's the best route to get started? Well, first of all, if you've heard about it, congratulations. All right. Forex stands for foreign exchange. All right. Foreign exchange is literally the conversion of currencies. So when you travel from the US, for example, to, let's just say you travel over to the UK, then you will need to actually at some point, if you're going to stay over there for a while, maybe you don't have your credit card or maybe you don't have your debit card. You're probably going to need to have some cash on you. So if you go to the airport, while you're in the airport, you'll see that there are these currency exchange booths and you will transfer your US dollar for their currency. All right. And so that is essentially what the foreign exchange market is. And that's literally what Forex is. It's the conversion of currencies. Okay. Now, when we, as everyday individuals, when we actually trade Forex, are we actually exchanging a currency for another one? Absolutely not. We're not. Okay. But what I want you to understand is what makes it possible for us to actually participate in the market is that there are huge businesses, there are huge banks, countries, they're moving trillions of dollars every single day. All right. Trillions of dollars every single day that's being converted from one currency to the next. OK. And because of that movement taking place, we have brokers, Forex brokers that have now come into existence that allow us everyday people to now participate in the fluctuations of those big trillion dollar moves that are happening every single day that the Forex market is open. So when we actually get in the market and we place a trade, we're not really transferring a real currency. What we're doing is we're making an educated guess and we're saying, hey, at this price point at 1.8843, I'm expecting price to go lower. So we take a sale and we're expecting price to drop down on a particular currency pair, those fluctuations. And if our guess is right, we make money. And if it's wrong, we lose money. All right. However, we're able to predict how much we want to lose. We're able to manage our risk and we're able to study market trends and find patterns in any given market to help us better make an educated guess on where the market is going next. Essentially, as a Forex trader, you're literally making educated guess every single day when you're trading to figure out where those market fluctuations are going next. And as a Forex day trader, we're looking to take trades in and out throughout the day. Now, you can be a swing trader, which is you're more trading, you're holding over time. And you can be a scalper, which is literally trading small fluctuations. So maybe you're in a trade for a couple seconds, for a few minutes, you know what I mean? Maybe an hour or two, but no more than that. Okay. And so you have scalpers, you have day traders, which is trading throughout the day, holding a trade throughout the day. And then you have swing traders holding it for days, for weeks, maybe even months, right? And so, yeah, like this is essentially, you know, how you get started in the market, right? You understand that there are trillions of dollars that are being converted in different currencies every single day. There's a market where you got government, central banks, right? Huge, big businesses, all right? They're doing these transactions, okay? And that's creating a market. And then Forex brokers have now come into play as the middleman, and they're offering us traders access to the market, okay? So essentially what we're doing is we're just trading the fluctuations between price, and we're literally making educated guess on where price is going next based off the candlesticks that we see on our charts, okay? And the website to view charts is tradingview.com. You can get started. There's a link in the description for that as well. And that's pretty much how you get started in Forex. You got to understand what you're doing first. And again, you're not actually buying or selling a currency. You're not. You're just predicting or making an educated guess on where price should go next based on your analysis and what you've studied about that particular market. And that's pretty much it. Now, once you understand that, now it's time to start learning how to actually go about predicting the market. And that's what we called technical analysis. Okay. Technical analysis is looking at the market, looking at past data, looking at trends, looking at patterns, and making a prediction on where price should or could go next so that you can make sure that you are taking advantage of those fluctuations. All right. So, hey, it's your boy Calvin, a new trader. If for any reason you are a trader that is considering getting funded, you know what getting funded is, and you're considering getting funded at some point, check out the sponsor of this podcast, which is Blue Guardian, which is the prop firm that I'm currently rocking with. I'm doing challenges with them right now. And the reason I like this prop firm is simply because they offer no restrictions on their traders. Now, one of the main things for me when I'm picking a prop firm is you got to make sure the prop firm you choose, it fits your trading style. So with Blue Guardian having no restrictions, you don't have to set a stop loss. You can hold over the weekend. You can trade during the news. You can hold during the news. Like literally, this allows you to literally let your strategy work out the way that it's designed to work out with little to no restrictions. Also, the biggest selling point for me on Blue Guardian is all about the Guardian Protector. This is a tool that you can use to guard your capital. You literally go in the back office, you can set a dollar amount limit, you can set a percentage limit. And what this does, ladies and gentlemen, is this allows you to predetermine your risk so that you don't overtrade. Once you hit that daily risk percentage or dollar amount, the system will automatically close your trade and you are now safe from yourself. All right. You're safe from overtrading. You're safe from revenge trading, and you're safe from blowing your challenge account. And now you have another opportunity to trade again on the next trade you see, or trade again the next day with a fresh perspective. So these are just some things that I personally love about Blue Guardian. And if you're interested or you know about getting funded and you're ready to take that next step, whether it be today, tomorrow, or in the future, check them out. There's a link in the description. And also, you can get 10% off at any time using coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one. Again, that's coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one. And check them out. All right.